Hey, welcome back to Random Threads Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna. This week, we will not be doing a web show. I'm just going to be doing the podcast for Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever podcasts can be streamed. anyway, I just wanted to get on here and say that I don't know if there's going to be a podcast next week or not. I'm thinking about taking the weekend off on recording a podcast. So if that is so, then I guess you will be hearing from me in the next couple weeks or so. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about a little bit about, creating yourself and who you want to be. And so basically, and I'm just going to speak from my own experience. I have been here recently. I have been really been diving into the depths of my inner self and my inner being and what I am essentially made of in my mental, in my mind, in my mindsets, in my thought patterns, in my physical habits, in my physical routines, in my daily tasks, in what I hold myself accountable to do, in the promises that I make for myself. And so basically, you know, when you're growing up, well, like I said, I'm just going to stick to me. When I was growing up and stuff like that, it was always like preached, for lack of a better term, at me to remember who I was and to make sure I knew myself and make sure that I was like in touch with who I really was and to find myself and find my calling, find my nature, see what I was led to do with my life and stuff like that. And I kind of just wanted to come on here and kind of say, like, you know, that's hogwash, first of all, because that is such a, basically, like, just take yourself right now and just ask yourself, who am I? You know, ask yourself, do I remember who I was? And in my opinion, just those questions alone kind of have a depressing feeling towards them, because you are actually essentially reaching into your past and trying to think of who you are, who you have been, and remembering who you are, which is such a past mindset. And so basically, I'm just here to, I'm just going to quote Andy Frisella. And if you haven't listened to his podcast, then you are missing out. You definitely need to go listen to Real AF. That's R-E-A-L-A-F. Listen to his podcast. They will blow your mind. And I'm just like, every time I listen to one of his podcasts, I'm just like silently cheering, like, oh my gosh, it speaks to me wholeheartedly. And so I'm going to quote him. And he says, it's not finding yourself, it's creating yourself. Just in those words right there, like literally, like, it blew my mind, because this was exactly what I have been stepping into the last, I don't even know how long, the last month, the last 2 months, the last year. What I have been leveling up into myself is, I'm not finding myself, I'm not remembering who I was or who I am. What I'm doing from this moment on is creating myself. I am creating who I want to be. You know, that opens up a slew of possibilities. That has my head so much into the potential of my life that there are no limits to what I can do, to what I can be, to what I can achieve. There are no limits. And when you're thinking about finding yourself, you're basically kind of being like, what can I do? What do I like? What was I good at when I was a child? What did they ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up? And what was my answer? That is bullshit. So you need to change your mind from finding yourself to creating yourself, because it doesn't fucking matter who you were or remembering who you are or anything like that. What matters is what you're doing right at this exact moment. This exact moment. This right here is creating who you are. What you do creates who you are. Not what you want to do. What you're doing right now is creating who you are. What you're thinking right now, that's your character. What you're saying right now, what your conversations are, what you do, what you let people push you around. Like, that's who you are. Not what you're gonna do, not what you think you're gonna do, none of that. It's what you're doing, it's what you're saying, it's what you're thinking right now. That's who you are. And so you need to start right at this very exact moment and start creating who you are, who you are. Like, who are you? Look at yourself in the mirror right now. That's who you are. And so stop trying to find yourself. Start creating yourself, because you are making yourself right now. Stop thinking about finding yourself. Know that you're creating yourself right now. And so another thing that I wanted to touch on, which it ties into this, is like confidence. And one thing that I have been also stepping further and further into and leveling up in is confidence and boldness and security in my own self. And one of the biggest ways to build confidence, I think I would like to say the only way to build confidence, but I'm not going to be so absolute with you right now. One of the biggest ways to build confidence in yourself is making yourself a promise and then fucking doing that, sticking to the promise, showing up for yourself. So you make yourself a promise. Just say, you're walking laps. Say, like, I'm walking laps on my driveway, which I do every evening now because I'm on 75 hard. And usually my second workout, the workout that I do outside, I do laps. I walk laps. I do power walks. I jog. I do that outside. And I have a driveway that I do laps on. And essentially, I do 45 laps. Approximately 45 laps is my 45-minute exercise. And so today, I'll just take today for instance. Today, I looked at my time and I had roughly like 6 minutes left till I was done with my 45. And I told myself in my head, I said, okay, I'm going to do 4 more laps and then I'll look at my time. And if it's not my time yet to stop, then I'll keep going. But if it's my time before my 4 laps, I'm going to still do my 4 laps. So essentially, I said, I am going to finish 4 laps. By the time I was done with my second lap, I looked and it was already time to be done. And I was so tempted to be like, okay, I'm done. Like, you know, I fulfilled the 45 minutes. That's all I'm supposed to do on the exercise. And I was just about to be like, okay, I'm done. And then I was like, no, no, you said, I'm talking to myself, you said you were going to do 4 more laps. And so, like, 4 more laps total. So you have 2 more to go. And I know that if I were to, because it's not a big deal. Essentially, it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal. Because I break that promise to myself, that little promise that probably doesn't seem to mean anything. I break that little promise. What's going to happen next? I'm going to start doubting myself. I'm going to start having negative thoughts about myself. Because I let myself down on that little thing. And it can roll into a catastrophe towards myself. I mean, take anything for instance, like, and I'll just stick with health because that's what I'm in, that's what's exounding in my life right now, because I'm challenging myself. I am challenging my mental health and I am challenging my physical health, and I am leveling the fuck up with my life because I am ready for a level up. I am ready to change my life. So I am making changes to my life. Anyway, just take for instance, let's go nutrition wise or eating wise. So you tell yourself in the morning, I am not going to have alcohol this evening. I'm just not going to, because I don't need it. So I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have alcohol. You go throughout the entire day and the evening comes when you usually have alcohol. And you kind of like think, and you start making excuses and like, but I really want it. I know I don't need it, but I really want it. And then you go ahead and you have a little sip. That little sip right there, you broke your promise to yourself. And that can roller coaster into bigger things in your life that will make you doubt yourself. Therefore, not letting you be confident in what you can do for yourself. But you make a promise not to have alcohol that day, and you show up for yourself, and you go the entire day, the entire evening, the entire night not having alcohol. I guarantee you the next morning, you're going to wake up so refreshed, so alive, not because you didn't have alcohol, but because you fucking showed up for yourself. You made a promise and you kept it to yourself. and you're going to wake up, you're going to have your chest in the air, you're going to be holding your nose and your chin up high, and you're going to be like, come at me, world, I can do anything because I can keep promises to myself. I know what I'm made of, I know what I can achieve, and I know how badass I am. And that, my friends, that is creating your life. Making promises to yourself and keeping them. And if you're not used to doing that, I would suggest that you start off with smaller promises. Smaller promises that may not seem like they're such a big deal, but they are a big deal. Because if you make a promise that you know you can achieve, do that. Do that first. And then just continually push yourself. Continually level up in making promises to yourself and freaking smashing them out of the park. You'll be amazed with how much more confident and sure of yourself and secure with yourself, and how much more you look in the mirror and you're just like, you know what? You are amazing. You are a motherfucking badass person, and I love you. You love yourself. I love you because you keep promises and you make our life better because you're keeping promises you have made for yourself. Thank you guys for pushing play today. Have a great weekend.